to throw another rock. I was under arrest. I had to stay in the tent the whole rest of the day. Talk about breaking the pledge. Announcer: for our listeners who may not know, what is this pledge you're speaking of? Me: glad you asked, Bob. Basically, it's like the Pledge of Allegiance, except that it's only for people of Asian background. And you don't say it out loud, but only inside. Announcer: could you give us a taste of it? Me: sure thing, Bob. I pledge allegiance to Sarah Chang and all other Asian Americans that I will be quiet, hardworking, and polite, succeeding in all things through dedication. Announcer: so you, for instance, unlike the other kids, would never call Miss Rapolini Miss Ravioli behind her back? Me: exactly, Bob. Announcer: then throwing the rock, if I understand you, was breaking every commandment in the pledge. Me: you said it, Bob.
You know, I thought this chapter would be about another person whose life was positively affected by one of Brent's whirligigs. Instead, Tony can't stand the harp-playing whirligig. To him, it's just one more way for his mother to hassle him about practicing his violin. It's ironic. The whirligig was meant to bring smiles to people's faces, but it has made Tony feel angry and stressed. Let's keep reading after the large space on page 81, where it says, "In my journal, I write."
In my journal, I write, "We went camping. It was fun. After the trip, we had more and more arguments about practicing. My mother said I should play for longer since school was out and I had more time. Naturally, she had one of the whirligig photos blown up and framed. She took down a poster of Ken Griffey Jr. with a bat on his shoulder to make room on my wall. Every day she'd say, "Remember the harp player, Anthony. Always practice."